we're finishing the parak. So this, the last sugya is that the most basic sugya's in the parak that we didn't talk about yet. So the most basic, famous sugya in Hisha Rabba is the fact that Eid Echad is believed to say Meis Baila. For Eid Isha, Eid Echad is believed. Right, so we never really addressed that. Why is it that Eid Echad is believed? The Gemara a little bit addresses it, most clearly on Sadi Dalet. So you should see, Stam, Eid Echad shouldn't be believed because it's a Darush Sheba Erva. So in Sadi Dalet, the Gemara has a clear. Why is it believed? It says, one Sad, it says, because it's a Milsa Davidi Leglui Lo Meshaker Inshi. This is a Milsa Davidi Leglui. It's only one aid, but how can he lie? If he lies, he's going to get caught, because chances are, if the husband's not dead, eventually it's going to be found out. Can't hide forever, and eventually they'll find it out, and they'll see he's a liar, so therefore, some person won't lie. That's one sad. And the Gemara says, or you could say, that no, the Iker Tam is something else. It says, Taima de'id echad mishum de'ihi daiko mincava. The reason is because a woman is very careful. She doesn't want to get married and knowing that this her husband might come back. And therefore, she's very careful. And since she's very careful, we're willing to trust her. We're willing to rely on her investigation to tell us that we could rely here, even though it's just 1 8. To start him. The Gemara says this impacts on the Shaila of what about a Yevama? If you have a Yevama, and we know that the husband's dead, that she buried him herself, no question about that, he's dead. But the question is about the brother of her husband, the Yavam. Does Yavam, is there a living brother? So an Eid Echad comes and says, no, there's no living brother, his brother's already dead. Fine. So do we believe the Eid Echad? So the Gemara says, if it's because of Nosot Zavidi Leglui, so here also, we should believe the Eid Echad, because if the Yom's alive, we'll end up seeing him. But if you say it's because of Daiko Mintzeva, that she's going to be Daiko Mintzeva, that she's going to be really scared to remarry, if it's not really true, so you don't have that as much here. Right? Because if her husband comes back, she's really, it's devastating. Her husband finds her living with another man. That's Shreklach. And her kids are Mamzerim. Whereas Yevama, who marries the Shuk accidentally, it's not as terrible. Who comes back? The Yavam. She doesn't like the Yavam in the first place necessarily, right? She could hate the Yavam. And not only that, the kids won't be Mamzerim. Yevam, the Shuk, we hold Allah, does not make Mamzerim. And the male, it's not so terrible. So therefore, maybe she won't be as careful. So therefore, the Gemara has a suffix. Will we believe Eid Echad? Comes that we will believe Eid Echad. Right? Not totally conclusive, but it sounds like the main part of the Heter here is that it's a Milsa Davidi Leglui. So what does that mean? So Pashas, you could learn that means that Minat Torah, the fact that it's Milsa Davidi Leglui, it is as far as to believe the Eid Echad, because he might get caught, that's enough to give Nemanis. So hard to say that's true. First of all, just misvara, it's a little bit funny that would be true, right? Because you need two aidim. This is one aid. You have a nice svara. It is a nice svara, right? That he'll get caught if he's lying, but it's that should replace two aidim. That would be strange. I'll tell you what else is strange. There's a din that even a goy masiach lefitumo works to be matter eshesesh, right? Because you hear a guy, he's schmoozing. Guy's schmoozing and doesn't realize he's being recorded and talks about the funeral of this, that he saw this woman's husband being buried, so that's enough to rely on it. Right? L'chaira, we don't, other things that need to aid him, we're not going to rely on Sechel Fitumo. So, it's bigger. But that's, L'mais, that's what the Gemara says. So there's Ramban in Torah Sa'adam. It's funny, it's in Torah Sa'adam. He's talking about the din that a person could believe in Eid Echad to say that their relative died. He says, Ramban says, it's the klal we always believe in Eid Echad when Savidi Leglui. Someone says someone's dead, he's about to tell the truth. If not, he knows he'll get caught. And he brings rise to this. There's a Gemara in Bechoros Lamed Vav that says if someone's chashid, someone you don't trust about keeping halacha, And they say, they ask a shaila to the Rav, and he said, this is mutter. So it says you could rely on the person, because it's a milsei David Lekluy, because the person knows that you could just ask the Rav that he told you he asked, and he's going to come out being proved a liar if he lied. So therefore, you could rely on him. And the Gemara has other cases. In Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara has a case. The Gemara says that if you live in Bavel, and the Eid Echad says that the Beis Din was Makadish, the Chodesh on day Lamed, so you could rely on him, even though he's an Eid Echad, and the Gemara says normally won't believe him, but Lamaisa Savida Leglui, it's going to come out, everyone's going to find out which day Beis Din really was Makadish the Chodesh, and therefore you believe a person to tell you when Beis Din was Makadish the Chodesh. Most of the Savida Leglui. Then the Ramban says, and so too, we find by Meis Baila, that by Meis Baila or Mater and Eish HaSish, it's because it's a Milsa Del Vidi Lugui. It sounds like we have our answer. Right? And the answer is there's an Eid Echad, but there's reason to believe him because he could get caught. So is it that simple? It really can't be that simple. One reason it can't be so simple is the Gemara is beferish, seems to be beferish against this on Sadi Beis. So the Gemara there has Rav Nachman, if you have to remember the sugya, back on Sadi Beis, is talking about the Chiyuv Karban. If a woman who remarries based on Eid Echad, and the husband comes back, is she Chayiv Karban? So Rav Nachman says, no, she's not Chayiv Karban, which is the Shita of the Mishnah. He says, because it was a Hora. Beis Din was matter this woman to remarry as a Hora. Doesn't explain. It's a Hora, and since it's Hora, that's why the woman can remarry. And therefore, she's not Chayiv a Karban. And it says, how do I know it's a Hora? Right, we're not saying what that word means. But Lamaisa, everyone seems to have learned the Gemara, and I don't think anyone came over to ask me what that word means. But it's a Hora. He says, I know it's a Hora. It has to be a Hora because Teda de Horahi. The Vakola Torakula Eidechad lo Mehemen. Vahacha Mehemen. Kol Torakula and Eidechad we don't believe. Here we believe it. Why do we believe it? It must be it's a Hora. So. What does he say? He's saying, how could you understand how an Eid Echad is believed here? In Torah, Eid Echad is not believed. It must be the reason he's believed is because it's so Ra. So, L'chair, what was Rav Nachman's kasha? We know good and well, it's the Farish Gemara, that Milsad Ovidi Lugluyi, there's a din of Nemanis, and therefore, here too, it's an Eid Echad, but it's Eid Echad by Misa, which is a Milsad Ovidi Lugluyi, so therefore Eid Echad is believed. What is he saying? Oh, Kol Torah Kula, it's not believed, it must be it's so Ra. So L'chaira, he's saying that no, L'maisi, you need two Eidim. Milsa de Vidi L'Gluya will give a person who's normally not believed, let him be believed, but Davar Sheba Erva, which actually needs two Eidim, it's not going to be good. This is something that needs two Eidim. Why would an Eid Echad be believed? So therefore, it's clearly it's not such a pashut answer, right? You can't just say, oh, you believe him, why would he lie? It's a Vidi L'Gluya. Okay, why would he lie? Okay, but he's still just one Eid. So there has to be more. Okay, just the other Gemara is also very clear on Tzadi Dalet, also on Daf Pei Test. On Tzadi Dalet, the Gemara just says Befeirish. It says that we only are matter Eid Echad by an aguna. Mishum agunos, b'shvor takanos agunos, we rely on Eid Echad. It says, but if there wasn't a chash of aguna, it says, such as, right, if a husband's wife died, and Eid Echad comes, tells a man that his wife has died, and now he wants to marry his wife's sister, al smach Eid Echad, the Gemara says, pashat there, Eid Echad doesn't work, because there is no aguna. Right? He doesn't have to marry his wife's sister. His wife's sister doesn't have to marry him. They have a world of shidduchim open to them. They don't have to do this. So therefore, it was part of the Gemara. We're not going to rely on a day dechat. So you can't say that it's just. You can't say it's so pashut. And also the Gemara Peches. The Gemara Peches, the beginning of the parak, the Gemara asks, why is Eidechet believed in the Mishnah? So it gives an answer. It says, Mitoch Chomushech Marta, love Bisofa, Kalta Lev Bitzchilasa. It says, since we're so machmer at the ends, so she's so scared that she's gonna accidentally marry someone when she's still married. So in Mela, we're Mekel Bitzchilasa. It says a reason. It doesn't say just because Nosa David Lugluy. It seems like there's. And then adds on, and because of Aguna. So all this makes a heter, but it's not a pashut heter. That's the bottom line, it's not a pashut heter. Oh, so what could we say? So, yeah.
Doesn't it seem based off Mishnah Be'efes that it's becoming mitzvah is the reason why you don't have to leave?
Yeah, so sounds, Daiko mitzvah sounds like what the Gemara is saying on Pe'ches, right? It seems to be going, it's Shaila's head of the Gemara on Sadi Dalet, it seems to have another side. I assume, my guess is, it could be it's Machlokas or Sugius, but nicer just to say that they're both true. It's most of the Vida Lugluya, but in addition to that, it's Daiko Mintsava, and the Gemara was just asking what's the extent. You know, to what extent do we need that'll be, what extent of a catastrophe does it have to be if the husband or the yavam would come back? Meaning, the daiku mintsava, I assume, is synonymous with mitoch chomushach marta leah b'sofa. I assume that's basically the same svar. It's interesting it uses different words, but...
We still don't say
that,
we just assume it's there.
So the Gemara doesn't say it. That's a funny thing. Why has the Gemara not even mentioned that? So that's a good kasha. Why doesn't it mention that point? That's a part of the equation because it sounds so pashut in the Gemara. Later, it's a part of the equation. Maybe it's a machlokas hasugyos. It could be. It's a little bit funny because the maskanos don't work out on Peches. It sounds the maskana is that she's chomer b'sofer. She's medactic. On Tzadi Dalet, it sounds like the ikur we're coming out with is because milsa is a vidul glui. Could be smach locus. Could be it's just a question of what's the eager. Okay, that's not totally clear. Okay, but lemaisa, either way we have a kasha because Gemara is clear that we still need more reason to explain why we're relying on Eidechet. So Rav Nachum says his teretz. I just want to speak at his teretz because chash very interesting teretz. Rav Nachum says the teretz is because it's a hora. Therefore, we rely on Eidechet even though it's not to Eidim. So what on earth is he talking about? Hora means a psak bezdin. It's a koyach psak bezdin. And therefore that makes up for the fact that it's an eidechad. Right? You need a bezdin here. The bezdin makes up for the fact that it's an eidechad. How on earth does bezdin make up for that problem? So I thought the teretz is al pi Rambam. This is in Sanhedrin, Halacha Sanhedrin, Perek Chav Dalet, Halacha Aleph. So he's talking about a lot of basic inyanim by Sanhedrin. I'll just read you his lashon. He says, "Yesh l'dayin l'adun b'dinei mamnes al pi advarim shadaito nota lehen." L'dayin could be dan al pi what his heart sees. Shehein emes v'adavar chazik believo. Something that's very strong. And he's convinced it's absolutely emes. He could pass in that way. Shukain afal pi shein sham raya brura, even though he doesn't have a complete raya. And then he goes on to say, so what does the Torah mean? Al pishnayim edim yakim davar? He says, if you have edim, then even if you have no truth, no clue what's true, you go by the edim. But if he's mamish convinced in his heart, and chash is clear by him, he can pass it. That is wild. It's mamish wild. There's a lot of kashas to ask on this. But just for our purposes, the Rambam L'chaira, I thought, maybe it's Makkos Rav Nachman, but it definitely explains Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is saying, Ein Achinami, you don't have two Eidim, but you have Hora. What's Hora? Hora is the Bezdin sees this. It's Chazak, believe him. They're convinced this is true. Oh, so they're convinced it's true. That explains why, right? We spoke about this before, about why there's no carbon, because the Bezin's convinced it's true. Who am I to think otherwise? And it'll explain why we rely on Eidecher, because that is, Bezin knows the truth. Okay, Eidim is when you don't know the truth. It's a criteria. The Torah says you shouldn't do with less than this criteria, but if they know the truth. Oh, so that's Rav Nachman. It's a beautiful, beautiful teretz. Explains the whole inyan very nicely. But it's not the halacha. Why? Why is that not the halacha? Because the Gemara rejects it. Rava says, no. Enechinam, that's pshat in the Mishnah. But the Iker is not like Rav Nachman. And the Iker is not like the Mishnah. We don't pass like the Mishnah. They say, no, it's not a hora. Rava says, why is it not a hora? He says, I know it's not a hora. Don't tell me it's a hora. It's not a hora. But what is it? He says, teida she'eino she'lav horahi. Okay, let's hear the whole thing. He says, you can know it's not a hora, because it couldn't be a hora, because look, if the woman, you're mad to her to marry with an eid echad, and then in comes the husband, right? Okay, so you see, you made a mistake, right? Let's say she shouldn't remarry, but Beis Din realized they made a mistake. And then, again, the husband goes on a trip, and again an eid echad says he died. This Bezin will be mad to her again. This is what do you see from this? Rava said, you see from this, it's not a hora. That's the Gemara. What's the Pshat in the Gemara? Oh, so I'll just tell you, it's partial what Pshat is in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is Rav Nachman saying it's hora. Bezin are passing this because they're absolutely convinced they know this is true. Rava said, it's not Pshat. It's a din. It's just a din that with eight echad, Bezin's matter. It's not that they're personally convinced that it's true. And it brings a raya that that's the case. And therefore, they're not saying it's hora. We are saying, but as Bezin, this is the Metzius we're passing. No, it's saying, Alpi Taira, Alpi the chukim that we have in Isha Rabbi, you're allowed to remarry. If it's not true, okay, you'll have to bring a karba. But we're telling you, you're allowed to rely on this. They're not coming with the koach of hora behind them. So that's the Maskaras HaGemar. So if it's true, it's just a din. So we don't really know it's true. So how are they relying on an eidechad? So what's shat? So there's a ritva. I'll read the lashon of ritva. Says the ritva. This is back on Peches. He's asking, why do we believe eidechad? So he says, v'yesh lomar, dekim lehu l'rabbanan. The milsa David Lugluyi, something that's of Avid Lugluyi, Shechmarta Lebesofa Kolkach, that we're so machmer on her if he does come back. Vade Kushtu Kamasid, for sure he's saying the truth. Vichidaiko Minseva Bidin Minasva. If she checks it out, it's she's allowed to remarry. Vanan Sadvi Milsa, Upirsum Kizet, Nechshav Bakol Makam Kaedis Gemur. It's Nechshav Kaedis. He's saying that this is like Eidus. It's not Mamash Eidus, but it's like Eidus. Now, he's not saying it's absolutely true, because we don't go like Rav Nachman. He's not saying that we know this is absolutely true, but he's saying that this is like Eidus. He says, there's Masra Kasav Lechachamim. The Torah gave over to the Chachamim to decide when something is good enough, that even though it's not Eidim, it's good enough to be Eidim. It's like Eidim. And this, he says, is a really good rag, and therefore they rely on it like Eidim. Okay, so it's a little bit different. We're saying from Nachman that it's like Hora, it's like their mamish, they know this is the truth. No, you don't have to get into Das Torah or Ruach HaKodesh here. It's just that this is good. Eidim work, and this also works. Masr Chacham say this works too. Right, number of times in Shas, we find this sort of just a few examples of this. We don't have so much time, but one is we saw in Kedusha 9 Gimel. The Gemara talks about the Nemanus of Achaya, the midwife. She's believed to say who's a Kohen, who's a Mamzer. She has like three women giving birth, and she tells us which baby belongs to who. This is the baby of the Mamzer, this is the baby of the Kohen, and based on that, we do things that normally would need two Eidim to tell us. So why is that? That's because we're absolutely sure it's true. Rashi says it's because of Medak Dayak. Medic Dayak means that the midwife, she knows this is her job. She's a professional. She's not someone just telling us information off the street. Her job is to know. She has no personal agenda. There's no reason she would lie to us. And she knows this is her professional duty, and therefore, we're allowed to believe her. And we believe her. Other cases like that, the Gemara in the beginning of Gittin, when he learned Gittin, it says that a shliach, even though he's just one aide, he's allowed to say b'farei nechta v'mikayim the get. The Gemara says because he's medik dayak. He's a shliach and he knows that this is his job and he's going to have to be mekayim the get in front of Bezdin, so therefore he's medik dayak, he's really careful. So the Chazanish explains, beautiful Chazanish in Ebenezer Nuntes. He says, the pshat is because what's Aiden? We need two Aiden because one person might lie. One person might make a mistake. But if we have someone who has no agenda, no negios, no reason to lie, and they know to be very careful, so why would they make a mistake? So that's believable. Different places we see that idea, that believability, that it's equal to Aiden. So, well, the shaila is that that's nice. You know, it's nice to say that sometimes you don't need edus. You could rely on what seems to us is as good as edim, but it's definitely still not true, right? You can't kill someone based on this. I'll tell you that's very clear, right? You know, what we rely on. A guy Masech Vitumo, you can't kill people based on that. You can't even be b'chayiv money on based on a guy being Masech Vitumo. That's the Beferish. So the chayiv, what you have to say is that it's a Rabbeinu Krashkash in Gittin Daf Beis. So he adds another piece here. He's explaining that normally you need two aidin for a Dawah Shabba Arva. He says, but by Meis Baila is different. He says, Aval Hahi. The Hassa, meaning in the Isha Rabba, Enuel Gil Milsaba Alma. They're just telling us what is. She'anot Shechem Ladasa Meis Baila. We have to know if he's dead. The Kol Shanir She'enom Shaker Neman. He says, over here by Meis Baila, we're just being Megala what the Metzias is. We're not being Mechayiv anybody. Right? We're just saying he's dead. Right? When you are trying to kill somebody, you have to be Mechayiv him. So you can't be mechayiv him if you don't have a real din Torah of eidim. But here, it's just for our own beer. We have to know the truth. We're not being mechayiv anybody. If he's dead, this woman could remarry. There's nothing. We're not being mechayiv him at all. If he's dead, we're not being mechayiv him. So that could be the pshat. There's an interesting gemara. I'll tell you in Chulin Tzadivah. Just that brings this out. The gemara says that by Meis Baila, if Edom come and say they saw Simanim of Hakim, this person had a birthmark shaped exactly like a star. No one else in the world has this. And they said, we saw a dead guy, we saw a head, and on his cheek he had this birthmark. We know he's dead. So that's good enough. The woman could remarry. It says, but to kill somebody, that's not going to work. It says, to kill somebody, the Edom have to say they actually recognize the person. If they say we saw a person with this mark on him, this precise shape birthmark, kill somebody. We're not going to be mechayev misa midin otzeach, right? Because it's not that sort of a din. So l'chor, that could be the pshat. It's not as chayev. It's not as chayev. And you have a nemanis that's equal to edim. So we're willing to rely. So there's still one more problem. Okay, we're not finished yet. One more problem the Chazanish points out. This is in Ebenezer Chafez, Sirkat and Gimel. He says, you still haven't gotten us there yet. Right? Because there's still a problem, which is, first of all, if so, it should be believed completely. Why is it only believed in Makom Aguna? Right? The Gemara says we only believe in Makom Aguna. Not only that, the Gemara says in Yevamos Kuf Tes Zayin, the Gemara says that even though we're matter of the woman to remarry, but we don't allow the dead man's kids to take the Yerusha. Because the agape that we're gonna wait till we have Aegis. Sapella. What's the difference? Oh, the difference is there's no aguna there. But who cares? Who cares aguna? If this is the Raisa, who cares about aguna? It's not good yet. So you have to say that no, this isn't mamish good enough Aegis. It's not enough. It's not mamish good enough to say Aegis. With everything said. And the Chazan says that's why the Ritva added those words, that it's Masr HaKasav L'Chachamim. The Torah gives it over to the Chachamim. Meaning, the Chazan says that it's basically like two Eidim. Ritva sounds like this is just the best Raya in the world. But the Chazan says, to explain this point, you have to say it's not mamish like two Eidim, but it's good enough when it's Masr HaKasav L'Chachamim. That the Chachamim, he says, the Torah gave over to Beis Din guidelines, but they gave some leeway in there to Beis Din, that Beis Din to be done, I'll pee what's right. He says, Mamela b'maka maguna, and the raya is such a good raya, it's not mamish what we would want, but in this case it's good enough. He says like that, and he brings a Rambam. I say the Rambam's a little bit more clear like this. Just an interesting Rambam. This is the last Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. Says the Rambam, he says, how is it that we believe Eid Echad? So he says like this, Lok Pida Lav, the Eidus by Meis Baila, Lok Pida Torah Alav, Shedava Rachaku Sheyad Bo Ha'eid B'Sheker. Why would, it's Rachak that it would be Sheker. Lefichach, Hekilu Chachamim B'Davar Zeh, V'minu Bo O Eid Echad, Kidei Shelo Yisharo B'Nos Yisrael Agunos. The point that he says two things. Starts off saying, Lok Pita Torah Lav. The Torah is not makbid here for two Eidim. And then it says, therefore the Rabbanon were Mekel Mishum Aguna. So it's a deraisa or a Rabbanon. He says the Torah is not makbid on two Eidim. But then he says, and therefore the Rabbanon were Mekel Mishum Aguna. So what does he mean? Is this deraisa or a Rabbanon? So L'chaira, it's both. It means the Torah says two Eidim, but the Torah is not makbid. Chazan says the pshat is that the Chachamim understood the Ratzon HaTorah is even though Taka says to Eidim, but the Torah is really what the Torah wants is a raya, and therefore in a case where the Chachamim saw it's very important to rely on a raya without actually having those two Eidim, you could be Mekel. So that's the Chazanish's Mahalach. Okay, we're gonna have to get out of the room soon, so I'll just talk about one last inyan. The last inyan, we're just going to say it really bekitzer, but the sugya of znos. Also, a theme throughout the parak is a woman who's mezana, when does she become asur to her husband? So it's clear from this parak that she only becomes asur to her husband if she was mezana b'mezid. Right? The Gemara says that a few times in the parak that Eishes Ish, who's b'shogeg, is mutter and b'mezid is aser. Right, a question if we knas, we're not going to go through the whole sugya inside the dollar, but Rabbi Yosef and Tanakama, do we knas shogig at umezid? But the Indian is he so does shogig is mutter. Very nice. Shogig is mutter, and that's really in Shulchan Aruch that shogig is mutter. There's a little bit of a subtle question here. The subtle question is that why shogeg mutter? I understand by onshin, we understand mezitz chayv shogeg's mutter. But over here, this isn't an onesh. It's not really an onesh. The Torah says v'hi nitzmeis. The Torah says by a sota who's mezana, v'hi nitzmeis, if she becomes tummy to her husband, and the chazal understands she becomes tummy to her husband, there's another pasuk that says, Lo yuchel bayil rishon loshel lekachto achre shahutama. A woman who become tummy, her husband can't take her back, so she becomes tummy. If she becomes tummy, she becomes tummy. Like, why is that a din and mezer or shogi? The pasuk says onus she doesn't become aser because in the parash of sota the pasuk says v'hi lo nitzpasa that she wasn't raped. If she was raped, she stays mutzah to her husband. If she's not raped, l'chayra she should be aser to her husband. Well, why is it that shogi is okay? Another Gemara, in Yevam Slam Gimel, the Gemara talks about a story that the wives got mixed up, right? The olden days, people didn't date so long, and they brought the wrong, they were doing one of those takana halls with three chasanas going on the same time. They brought the wrong girls to the wrong chasana, and, okay. Anyway, so that's not really the story. I'm sorry. Because meaning she went to the chuppah she was mekadesh to Reuven, and she went to the hotel with Shimon. Okay, kachaya. And the Gemara says it's not her fault because you know she doesn't have to know these things. It's a different world. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says she's shogeg and it's shgaga, and therefore she's mutter to her husband. Right. So it seems like we're very makel here.
What a way to start off a marriage.
Right. So that's the story. So the shy is just why is shogeg? Why is that the why do we have that? So there's a very beautiful marek. Finish with this. Marek is in Shorish Kuf Samech Zayin. He says a big yisod. He says he was asked a shayla. Another very interesting shayla. Also shows up in the Rashba. Very interesting shayla about a woman who. Really two shayles. One's about a woman who got married, but she was very young, you know, whatever, a 12-year-old girl. She got married, and someone was mafat to her. And afterwards, she said she wants to go back to her husband. She didn't realize, you know, they didn't have beis yakas in those days. And she realized this doesn't seem right, probably, whatever it is. But she didn't realize that this is like, what's going on here? Is that this is a chi of Misa and your asa to your husband. She didn't realize that. Another shayla, this is in the Rashba, the Rashba is a shayla. A girl got married and had kiddushin. They had a whole family get together and the father married her off to someone and she was there and everyone saw with Adam. But then the family decided they weren't happy with the guy and they wanted to move on and they married her to someone else and they just ignored the whole thing. And they thought, like, okay, whatever. They said, we didn't think whatever. It was just a pseudo. We weren't so serious about this thing. So Varek, and it's also in the Rashba, they say the point like this. They say, no. She's asked it to her husband. Aisha shogeg. So says the Varek, shogeg here has nothing to do with the shogeg that we find in by Onshin. He says, this isn't a din of Onshin. He says, here's something different going on. The question was, Pasuk says that a woman by Sota says she's moel mal beisha. She is moel. She is taking herself out of the rishus of her husband and going to a different rishus. She's trespassing, going against her husband. So therefore, that's what makes her aser. So he says, I don't care if she's shogeg. She's shogeg. Yeah, she's shogeg. Why is she shogeg? She knew she was married. She was there, right? She knows she's married, and she's cheating. Okay, she didn't have, it wasn't Mavish Mazid, she's not going to chayav Misa, but Lamaisa, she knew she was married to Reuven, or she was consciously aware he gave her condition, and she went with Shimon. That's called being Mol Mal. It's a din that it's a question, was she going against her husband? By the cases where being Matter, she thought she's not going against her husband. She thought, I have no husband. My husband's dead. Or she thought this man in bed with me is my husband. Right? There was no intention on her part at all to go against her husband. So therefore it's a different type of shogeg. It has to be that she knows she has a husband and I'm going to someone else's rishus. And he brings just a beautiful raya to this. His beautiful raya is he brings from Esther. That Esther in Masech Megillah, it tells us that when Esther went the last time in Ratzon to Achashverosh, she became Asur to Mordechai. So right, she's married to Mordechai, Chazal say, and she couldn't go back to him now because she came Asur L'Bayla. He says, what was she doing? She wasn't even doing Achet Klapi Shemayim. Hefech, Ruach HaKodesh was shor on her. She was saving Klal Yisrael. He says, yeah, there's one Shaila Klapi Shemayim. Klapi Shemayim is a question of Chet, were you mazed? What was the Chet? This is just an Indian. Did you go out of your husband's Rishos? If you know you have one husband and you go with the other husband, so then, even if you're a Tzadikus, you're gonna be Aser. But if you didn't know that, even if you were a Rasha, You know, you thought you really were poshea, but lamaisa, you thought this man is my husband, or you thought your husband's dead. So in mail, you're shogeg, and it's going to be mutter. Okay? If you have questions, we can talk inside, just because I really...